The Nick Harcourt Show on this Thursday morning. I'm very happy to welcome in studio for the first time at any radio station anywhere. So glad it's here. A.O. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
So good to meet you.
Oh, it's wonderful to meet you as well. Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. You know, somebody who we'll talk about a little bit later on sent me your song, Lonely Hunter, I don't know, 6 weeks ago, something like that, mm-hmm. Maybe 2 months ago. And we started playing it on the radio and enjoying it and loving it and getting great feedback on it. And I was like, well, why don't we just ask you to come in and meet you and play it? Because we like to be early on stuff.
Yes.
Let people know what's cool and hip. And so here you are. So who have you got in the studio with you this morning?
I have Alex Flagstad with me playing guitar and singing some backups.
Welcome, Alex. We're going to hear one song, and then we're going to come and talk a little bit, and then we'll hear another song before we wrap up our program. You're going to wrap up our last 15 minutes on this very rainy Thursday morning on the Nick Harcourt Show. Good to have you here. What's the first song you're going to play?
This song is called Home.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Ayo.
All the lives we lead, all the roads we see, all this energy comes back to you and me. All the love we need, all the air we breathe, all the time between comes back to you and me. This is home, home. I'm coming home, home, home. I'm coming home, yeah. Every song I sing, every word I mean, every dawn I've seen comes back to you and me, yeah. Every time I lean, all that we believe, everything we need comes back to you and me. This is home, home. I'm coming.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Congratulations. You just played live on the radio for the first time.
Thrilling.
It was awesome.
Thanks.
AO is our guest, and we're going to hear another song a little bit later on before we jump out of here for the day. But why don't we get a little bit of information, a little bit of bio stuff, background stuff on you, because nobody really knows who's listening anything about you right now apart from the couple of songs that they've heard. So interestingly enough, you and I spent a little bit of time in the same part of the world, but you grew up there in the Catskills in upstate New York. So mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that.
Specifically Woodstock. I was not born there, but I grew up on a hippie farm
fairly close to that area in a little town called Coxsackie. And that's really where I got, you know, my love of music and art and the performing arts and all of that. And I grew up there, and
I can only imagine what it must have been like growing up on a hippie commune. But I can guess that there was a lot of music around, right? A lot of people playing music.
Always.
When did you pick up a guitar yourself?
Seven.
Wow.
Six, seven. That doesn't mean that I can play very well now. That's why Alex is playing for me today. I've always played a lot of instruments, whether it was just picking up, you know, a pot and a pan and banging it, because the hippie jams that we had were so fun. You know, my dad was always leading. My uncle was on the flute. My aunt was on the congas. And it was a musical driven life for sure from very early on.
I remember when I lived in Woodstock, I was there for 10 years, and the very different from obviously living in a commune, but you know, they would have the people would come into town and grab whatever they had and sit on the village green, and there'd be drum circles there, and it was insane.
Oh yeah.
I know that obviously you went to school, you grew up, and then, you know, like most people, you went out into the world to get a life, which clearly informs the music, obviously, as you come back to it. Tell us just very quickly about, you know, what you ended up doing. You told me that you went to Japan, and
after high school, honestly, you know, Woodstock is great, upstate New York is great, but you know, any place that you grow up, you want to leave.
Sure.
And so I could not wait to get out of there, and I got the opportunity to through modeling. I started doing that, and my first trip overseas was in Japan, and I was very poor, and so I started busking in Japan, and that's where I figured, wow, I could actually make money doing this. And not very much, of course, but enough for groceries and whatnot.
Right.
When I wasn't working. And
let me ask you, what were you playing? What were you busking? Were you doing other people's stuff?
Yeah, definitely. Right. I mean, and I just, you know, singing, just honestly, a lot of doo-wahs, you know, anything. I just sounds. A lot of times I would just find a bridge and just go for it. But yeah, a lot of everybody else's tunes at that point, because I didn't realize I could write my own stuff at that point. From there, I went, all over Europe, and formed one of my first bands, which is kind of silly and fun, but the Tomato Clowns.
The Tomato Clowns?
Yeah, that was one of the first band names.
Or as we would call them in England, the Tomato Clowns.
Tomato Clowns, yes. that was short-lived. But and then I finally made it to New York City, where I really started busking in the subways, and then I auditioned for a band called Apocalypstic, and I got the gig.
Now that was a punk band, right?
Yes, and I was, yes.
And it you were the singer?
I was the singer.
Man.
And writer, and I screamed my guts out, and it was a lot of fun.
So let's sort of jump forward then from coming back to the States, being in Manhattan, probably the most exciting place to be on the planet.
Definitely.
When did you sort of get serious about this and decide that, you know, writing songs and having a career in the music industry, or what there is left of it, was something that you wanted to do and could do?
Yeah, I would say New York City was definitely where I cut my teeth on rock and roll, and where I started really honing in and saying, oh, actually, you know, punk rock is fine and screaming your guts out. I mean, we all go through that, I think. But that's where I really started crafting the songs and saying, hey, I have something to say, and I want to say it through music. And so, yeah, in New York.
So I know that earlier on this year you released a mixtape, right? Mm-hmm. Is that what you would call it?
Yes.
I guess you would, right?
Yeah, it's called Pop Hallelujah.
Tell us about that and how that was, I guess, your introduction to releasing material.
Yeah, so, well, what I wanted to do was something a little different than an EP because, you know, you want to stand out or just do something different and fun. And I was having a lot of fun in my home studio working through Logics and Pro Tools and just playing around with beats. And I discovered, wow, I can do this on my own. And so I started just piecing them together and the beats. And so Pop Hallelujah kind of formed that way because I had these three singles that I really liked, but I wanted a different I wanted to tell their story in a different way, meaning I added beats along to that. And so what it is an 8-minute journey, if you will, from beginning to end. It doesn't stop. It's a consolidated piece of music.
Okay. So then jumping from that to the song that we got, Lonely Hunter,
yes.
We have a mutual acquaintance.
Yes.
Actually a couple, but Stephen Melrose, who manages Mondo Cosmo, who yes. I've known for a few years, he sent me the song and said, you got to check this out. And we heard it and we're like, well, we got to put that on the radio, obviously, because it sounded so good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Tell us about that song and how it came about and, you know, maybe the lyrical content, what it's referring to.
Sure. So Lonely Hunter, so yeah, he does manage Mondo Cosmo, and that Mondo Cosmo is my husband, Josh. Hi, Josh.
Hello, Josh.
He's listening. He was away on tour last year for a very long time, and I was quite lonely, you know. But I'm a very independent person, and that's fine and dandy. But when he came home, I was just feeling this sort of way, and we got drunk with this weekend, and he had some beats and he was toying around with, and he said, I'm not going to use this. We'll see what you can do. And it came very quickly. The lyrics and everything, because I was just, you know, it's funny how songs do that sometimes. They just really come just so quickly, and some others are just painstakingly hard, but that one was just very quick, and it's basically an old blues riff, and I love it.
Sounds good on the radio.
Thank you.
We've probably got not that long left to talk, so very quickly, if I can just get everybody up to scratch. So that song came out a couple of weeks ago. There's a video out as well, and then you were telling me that you're going to be putting out another mixtape.
Yes. So tomorrow, actually, the remix is coming out, the Ariane Salah remix for Lonely Hunter.
Yep.
And then next year, yep, early on, I guess I'll probably be doing another mixtape.
Well, we just got the remix. I couldn't get it in
That's
time
okay.
in time to play it this morning, but we'll play it in the next couple of days. It's great to meet you.
Thank you. It's great to meet you as well. I'm very honored to be here.
Looking forward to whatever comes next, and you're going to wrap things up for us with the song that we've been playing. This is obviously a very different version of it because it's
yes.
acoustic. AO is our guest, and we're going to wrap it up. We'll go to the top of the hour with this, thanks to Tristan, and we should say thanks to Stephen Melrose as well.
Is that yes. right? Thank Aye. You, Stephen. Hello.
Jimmy. Thanks.
Hi.
My heart is a lonely hunter, swimming in an ocean of thieves. When it rocks, pretty baby, it takes everything that it needs. Oh, for change on the street. When you cross a pretty baby, it takes everything that it needs. Oh, 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 more than lonely. Oh, 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 more than lonely. Da 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 da. Like a bee. Whoa.